This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy birthday. I see it's Michelle Gerson. I never pronounced her name right, did I?
It's Gerson.
Gerson. Right. Okay, her birthday today. Not Victoria's birthday, not Jennifer's birthday, but it is Kara's birthday, not my birthday. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. 7 after the hour on the Good Day program. Donald Trump, is he or isn't he trying to unify the grand old party? Here's a YouTuber named Gabe who doesn't think it makes a bit of difference one way or another if Paul Ryan likes or supports Donald or not, or what or who or how or why.
I heard that Paul Ryan has pretty much let Donald Trump know that if he wants Paul Ryan's support, he's going to have to get in line. Can you believe that little young punk telling the Donald that the Donald has to get in line? Huh? Is that sort of insane or what? Paul Ryan, that little mealy mouse worm, he's part of the cabal, that's what he is. Telling Trump that Trump's got to get in line and do what? Do the bidding of the Republican Party that's led us down this track of total destruction? Paul Ryan, what a complete Congress is full of Paul Ryan is just another one of them. You sort of know what I think. Let's see what the Donald has to say about getting in line to get Paul Ryan's support. And what do you think that support amounts to? A bag of beans, maybe.
These people are characters, aren't they? Okay, here's another one. Listen to this. Listen to another one. This is another podcaster named
Bag of Beans.
Tim Doyle. Who has a message for Republicans who are saying, never Trump.
For those never Trumpers out there who just can't give it up, the never Trumpers in the Republican Party, you know, the ones trying to destroy our candidate, not Hillary Clinton, not Bernie Sanders, no, the never Trump people are trying to destroy the GOP nominee. You know what? You're on one side or the other side, period. There's two parties in the United States. There is not three parties, there's two. The president's either a Republican or a Democrat, period. And anyone who doesn't understand that is a novice and an amateur. And you know what? They just flush their vote down the toilet and they vote for the opposing party. So you're either going to vote for Trump, or if you don't vote for Trump, you're voting for Hillary. It is that simple.
Okay. Just before you start calling people idiots, there are more than two political parties in the country.
I know, right?
But, wow. You know, I mean, I get your point, but come on. Come on.
All right, here's a caller who said he couldn't support Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. So let's find out who he's going to vote for.
I can't support Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. They're the most polarizing figures I've ever witnessed in American politics. I support Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson. If you look at his record, you notice he's never once raised taxes in the state of New Mexico. He was in favor of school choice. When he left office, the state was in billion-dollar surplus. He has a record that I can support. He's fiscally conservative, yet socially liberal. And I think that's a pretty good compromise. And I feel like the only reason that people say he doesn't have a chance is because he hasn't gotten the airtime that Clinton and Trump have.
The only reason people say he doesn't have a chance is because he doesn't have a chance.
I actually made a bet, so I'm going to need you guys to support me on this one because my cousin was nice enough to make a house call, and she cut off my hair for me yesterday. And
really? You don't have any hair anymore?
Well, I cut off like 5 inches.
You post a picture? Really?
I will.
I want to post that.
Long.
I see that
I mean,
picture.
It's, It's below shoulder length, but it had to go. But she is all in favor of Gary Johnson. And so we were just chatting, and I said, look, it doesn't matter. You know, there's just these key states and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, this time around, he could win some states. And I laughed because it seems highly unlikely that Gary Johnson will carry any state. So our bet is that if he gets more than, I said he won't get 4%. If he gets 4% of the popular vote, he'd be lucky. And she said if he gets any more than that, I have to buy her a drink. But 4 or less, I have to buy her. What do you think? Do you think
I think you're safe.
I think so too,
get
right?
Ready to have a cocktail.
As long as it's water, you're all set. 4%. I think it's too bad because we do need another party.
Sure, I agree.
And as that person described what libertarianism is all about, I'm listening to me. I am very, very conservative in the real, truest sense of the word because it only makes any difference when it comes to the dollars, the fiscal responsibility that we have thwarted, that the government has abused. That's where I am. And in terms of other things that are issues about what you do with your life, the so-called socially liberal, whatever you want to term it, however you want to term it, what you do is none of my business. What I do is none of your business. If I'm not breaking the law, get out of my face. If you're not breaking the law, tell me to go drop dead. I am so tired of these people who want to adjudicate what goes on in my life when it doesn't affect theirs one iota. And that's
agreed.
Where most of the problems are in this country. Most of them are in that realm. The idea that you have the gall to try to tell me that what I'm doing isn't right when it has no, there's no shake in it for you. There's nothing in it for you. You could be out sleeping with a horse as far as I'm concerned. I don't care. You're not hurting anybody else.
The only thing I struggle with libertarianism, because on domestic issues, I'm totally good with the Libertarian Party. It's when they don't want to pay attention to what's going on outside of the country that sort of bothers me. Because as much as we'd like to say, well, we're not going to pay any attention to ISIS, ISIS is paying attention to us. And I think it's kind of a dangerous mentality.
They're a creation of us.
Maybe,
what the Libertarians are saying
exist.
Is if we stayed out of it, we wouldn't have the problems with them.
Perhaps.
To deal with. But the horse
but
is out of the barn now, so
exist,
it doesn't
right.
make any difference. You're not going to fix
yeah.
it by hiding your head in the sand. But if that had been the philosophy earlier on, Jennifer, then it would have made a difference. But today, I agree with you. It doesn't make you can't do that. You can't run away and hide from these people because they're bullies. You got to be tough with them. 14 past the hour. Like a lot of people who listen to this program, some listen because this program is put out there as an early morning program, as a morning drive program, as a mid-morning program. So those of you who are listening now, and it's quarter after 4 in the morning, or if you're in Hawaii, it's what, quarter after
early?
It's quarter after 2 in the morning. Yeah, whatever it is. It's early.
It's quarter after early.
It's quarter after early. So if you're restless and you can't get yourself to sleep, it's probably because your pillow is lousy and you need a new one. So I'm going to suggest you use my pillow. No, I'm not going to send you my pillow. I have some my pillows that we share here, but I'm not going to share my pillow with you. I expect that you would get your own my pillow, and at the right price for the right deal, you'll get two. Get a good night's sleep. This is a life changer. Call this number, 800-874-8985. I think I told you we did a lot of shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond over the weekend. I saw some My Pillows there. You can get them for less expensive. The terms are better, shall we say, when you call the company direct at 800-874-8985. Two pillows for the price of one. So if you're tossing and turning around, forget about it. Call 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS, Doug Steffen, for your free pillow. Pay for one, get two. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985. This thing is washable. You put it in the dryer, lasts for a long time, and it's made in America. So again, before the offer ends, before the day is up, call 800-874-8985. 8985 for the new MyPillow. Use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen.
Hey there. You see that thing on top of your car?
That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer tastes, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
17. FDR. Justice Department is suing North Carolina over the law restricting the use of bathrooms. So North Carolina sues the Justice Department. Justice Department says, right back at ya. We're suing you. So your tax dollar and my tax dollar, this is exactly what I was just talking about. The government has no business getting involved in who uses public bathrooms under any circumstance. So what's going on, if you haven't heard, North Carolina passed a law banning people from using any public bathroom that doesn't match the gender on their birth certificate. So you're going to carry a birth certificate around now to go take a pee. That's advancement. Bruce Springsteen, a lot of the big name businesses like PayPal, a lot of entertainers say this is discriminatory against transgender people. I have to be reminded that when I refer to them as not transvestite.
Oh, boy.
I'm transgender.
Look at Jen. She's like,
no, at DougSteffen.com.
Right.
All right. So Kristen
Chenoweth.
Right? Yeah. She's going to have her concert in North Carolina. Not going to cancel it, but she's going to take the money and give it to LGBT causes. So I thought that was better.
You know, I just read Cyndi Lauper is actually doing the exact same thing, and we played her earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cyndi Lauper was very vocal about not backing out of North Carolina.
Yeah, well, I think you got to get in their face a little bit, frankly.
Yeah.
This law bans transgender people from using the bathroom. It's certainly had a lot of national attention. The governor's name is Pat McCrory. The department, the Justice Department said you had until today to do something about the state law. So what he's doing is filing a lawsuit against the feds. So how much money in tax, how much, you realize how many millions of dollars will get spent on this foolishness? All this dough
I have
being
no,
spent?
You know what? I know you guys are going to all jump me, but I have no problem with this at all.
Yeah, okay.
This is not for the private industry. You, as a private business, you can still do whatever you want. This is just saying in public buildings that this means a man's room is a biological man and a woman is a biological woman. And I still submit to you
how
that
you gonna
people
prove
that have their makeup good
you're
enough
are going to check to
still
see what their who's are, where they are?
Well, you know, Doug, I have a problem with it in schools. I really do. In facilities that deal with adults, it's fine. You know, you can take care of yourself. You should be with your kid.
There's something to what you're saying. Yeah, I understand.
But the
other side of it is what kid knows that they're off on a different path by the time they're like a freshman in high school. Really?
Lots of them seem to.
A lot of kids do, yeah.
So North Carolina is going to lose billions of dollars in federal funds. They're going
to
use that.
It should be left up to the states. I don't like this federal mandate that the government...
Well, I don't like the feds involved in any of this stuff. This is a sticky wicket, if you will. Where are you going to draw the line, the bathroom legal line? 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just dropped their first music collaboration together called Go Ahead and Break My Heart, which is off Blake's upcoming album, If I'm Honest. Do you want to crank this up a little, Carol? Let's hear what you think.
You know I'm broken, I don't trust anyone. I think I need you to fall in love.
By how good she sounds with this genre.
Yeah.
Well, I have it on good authority. I can't tell you where or who the authority is. Blake apparently has a really serious drinking problem.
No, that was... he makes jokes about his drinking.
No,
yeah.
I'm telling you that I have it on good authority.
Oh, on your...
Yes. So, and he
I don't know that
looking.
It's true.
Well,
he sued that publication because...
No, it has nothing to do with the publication at all. It just put two and two together, Jennifer. I'm not going to tell you the story on the air, but two and two
is four. If that is true, is he doing anything about it?
Well, the answer is no. He doesn't think he has a problem. She thinks he does, and she's told him he has a month to do something about it, or she's out of there.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens in 30
wow.
days.
Wow.
That's some
put
good money where your mouth is, Dougie.
There you go. All right. He loves her, and she loves him. She's apparently enthralled with him.
You can tell.
He with her, but she cannot stand his drinking. So, and he doesn't think he has a problem, and that's the first sign of a problem, is when you don't think you have a problem, and you do. Anybody who drinks 25 beers a night you got a problem. And so you don't admit to it. It's okay if you're by yourself, but if you're having a relationship with somebody,
it's really
child,
not okay. If you're
it's
by
really
yourself,
not okay to drink 25
it's actually
beers
worse.
Alone.
However you want to look at it. All right, so we were acknowledging Christian Chenoweth's donating concert stuff. See, I'm confused about her somewhat. I can't figure out whether she's a Broadway star. She has done well in music circles as well. Mm-hmm. Would she be considered a multifaceted talent?
Sure. She's got an Emmy. She's got a couple, at least one Tony. She's got,
Freddie's.
What's the other one? Oh, she's got Grammys, so she's got three out of the four of the EGOT.
Hmm.
And don't forget, she took a 2x4 to the head. Remember that when she was performing?
Oh, yeah.
Something came down and hit her in the noggin, poor thing.
She said, I'll say as an artist, I was wondering this for myself, how I would handle going to North Carolina. I think everybody ought to handle it how they need to handle it. My handling it will be, I'm coming, I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to sing my gospel songs, I'm going to talk to the children in the audience. Who may feel differently. I want to take whatever I make and make a donation and have it used for good purposes. None of this money is going in my pocket. That's how I choose to handle it. Pretty, I would say it's quite adult, quite mature, frankly.
And it sounds like Cyndi Lauper's doing the same thing.
Yeah, right. Okay, our video of the day from yesterday. This is an extension of Mother's Day. Listener John F., who is in Melbourne, listening to WMEL, says, I don't have a picture of my mom and me, but thought you'd get a kick out of this video. It's from a TV special Mr. T did, singing and rapping a message about treating your mother the right way. Here's some of the audio. Check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Let it go for a minute. Take care.
Your eyes are in single file. Well, you're so ugly, your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
Hold it, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hmm. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Yeah, that's cute. Check out Video of the Days at DougStephan.com. Today's nurses are seen as helpful, hardworking, and knowledgeable. That's a good thing, considering how many of us rely on nurses' care. Brian Osich has more on what we can do better to help our nurses help us.
A bulk of our nation's health care is provided by nurses. A recent Harris poll finds as the nurse's role continues to advance, so does the respect, trust, and admiration patients have for them. Dr. Betty Nelson is Academic Dean, School of Nursing, College of Health Professions at University of Phoenix.
The survey found when it comes to care received from a nurse, patient experiences are overwhelmingly positive. Part of this trust stems from the nurse's ability to personalize each patient's experience.
It's National Nurses Week, the perfect time to remember to help your nurse the next time you need care.
It's important to provide accurate information. This includes your symptoms, your lifestyle, and family history. Write down questions you might have before your visit and consider bringing a friend or family member along. They can help you process what your nurse tells you.
Dr. Nelson adds, it's important to remember every person is unique, and although they may have the same condition, treatment differs based on specific needs. For more information, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The hour. Many people ask me often, when am I going to grow up? I don't want to grow up. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to be like all the rest of those people that are so serious about everything. Yes, there are things that we need to be serious about, but more often than not, we need to laugh a little bit more. So here to help me do that is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm not sure whether I think this is laughable or just sad. Courtroom dramas. Yesterday, a judge tossed out a lawsuit against media mogul Sumner Redstone after one day in court. This guy's 92, 93 years old. He's not been in good health for a number of years. He's got a chickie who is about half his age. Is that sexist? Should I not refer to her as chickie? Probably not.
Well, you know, she's still a 50-year-old woman, so she's not necessarily a chickie.
Okay.
But for him, she's a chickie.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, she filed a lawsuit challenging his mental health because he said he wasn't going to give her any money. So she takes him to court. Yeah, right. And he removed her as his caregiver. This lady who's been around him for 10 years or so. Judge said videotaped testimony from Mr. Redstone, in which he says he wants this woman out of his life, makes his wishes perfectly clear. But if you're following this case like it's the People versus O.J. Simpson or something out of Judge Judy or whatever. The ex-girlfriend has gone back into court after the lawsuit was thrown out yesterday morning. She went into court yesterday afternoon to sue not Redstone, but his daughter, his grandson, and other nurses who say, she says, they were conspiring against her. How about that? This guy's worth $5.4 billion, and you think they're fighting over him because he's a great guy? Or do you think there's another motivation here for this?
Beyond her broken heart?
I know. Isn't it sad? So sad. Broken-hearted. All right.
I doubt she's broken-hearted.
She's trying to figure out how to off them is what she's probably...
I doubt that she has a heart, actually, under the circumstances. People get involved with things like that. This gets so greedy. Just be quiet. And I don't know, well, what expectation do you have when you get into something like that? And where do you go with it? It's creepy, actually, when you think about it. Just plain creepy.
Yep.
The fires in Canada, cooler temperatures today, lots of rain. So those firefighters that are battling that massive wildfire, say it again, Doug, wildfire, think that this is something that they can control. The space station, looking down on this, did you see some of the pictures? It can be seen. This fire is so big it can be seen from the International Space Station.
It's crazy.
And they're taking pictures of it. And one of the reasons it's so big is because, as I've said, it's burning the oil that's in the ground. And because there's oxygen, because there's space, a lot of, it's not close together sand. It's shale is different than sand. It's sort of a precursor to sand. So the oil, there's so much oil in the ground in these areas that it seeps up, gets around the rock and the things that are small pieces of shale and rock. And that's what they're mining. They take huge amounts. You see these big earth movers, big excavators. They pick up 40, 50 tons of material at a time, dump them in a truck. They bring them to basically what is a wash basin. They have a chemical that treats it so they get the oil out of the shale. And that's why we have one of the reasons we have so much extra oil in our country now, because of oil shale. But the other side of it is that this fire started and it's burning on the surface and subsurface. And so it's almost impossible for them to put this thing out.
So, quick question. Do we know how it started?
I asked that question yesterday,
I didn't
get an answer. No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not be saying anything until they get it put out and they investigate, too. Who knows?
Yeah, they could be. Yep. So, it's a very difficult reality. El Chapo's extradition proceedings. 2 days after transferring him.
There we go. Hold on. We need an El Chapo theme, or it's just not fun, Dougie.
Oh, okay. Joaquin Guzman, El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Federal judge ruling that his extradition can proceed. Foreign Relations Department has 20 days to approve the decision. His attorney says, he'll do everything he can to block the move.
Well, you know, prisons here in the U.S. are a little harder to ride a moped out of, so...
Yeah.
Or to dig a tunnel out of, right?
Yeah,
too.
He was moved, though, over the weekend from a prison outside of Mexico City to one that is right next to the U.S. border. He's actually probably listening to this program right now. Mr. Guzman, if you're listening, call 888-302-3684. KTSM is the radio station you're listening to in El Paso. That's where we can be heard. And I know a lot of people listen across the border, even though I'm not speaking Spanish. A lot of English-speaking folks that are in El Ciudad Juarez are listening to this program.
If you're listening, sir, you're a very attractive man, and I apologize for encouraging her to play the bad boy song. If you're not listening, you're a loser.
All right, there you go.
Do you know how many lives, though, are connected to this guy? I mean, if he comes to American jail, he's going away for life. I mean, he has killed thousands of people. I mean, it's crazy.
Awful. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, the story or the saga, if you will, continues. Speaking of saga, yesterday and the day before, is today Wednesday? Today's Wednesday, right? No, today's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday.
All day.
So yesterday, we had the weekend update on Uber and Lyft in cities like Austin, Texas. So there was a lot of traffic. We have a constant Twitter feed going on now. So Twitter at Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day, same with Facebook.com/Good Day. Gordon writes, I'm skeptical. I support taxis and their drivers and not Uber. Glenda writes, if it adds an extra level of security, yes, I'm for background checks. Kathy writes, if taxi drivers have to do it, why not these guys? John writes, I don't see the problem with getting fingerprinted to be able to be an Uber driver. Andy writes, Uber and Lyft have cut down drunk accidents in Austin by a large percentage, and because the city isn't making enough money on arrests for DUIs, they decided to get rid of it. Now, that's an interesting philosophy. That's pretty conspiratorial, but isn't that? I hadn't thought about that at all. Spencer writes, since Lyft and Uber won't cooperate with Austin's rules, let's use GetMe. Same deal. You can get limos with that app. So there's a new one of these? There's Uber, there's Lyft, now there's GetMe?
Yeah, how are they getting around it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about GetMe. Will you guys try to check out?
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of me.
I feel like they kind of get me, though.
Oh, all right. Time for us to underscore one of the great things about technology. You don't need super-duper technology to listen to this program. Yeah, you can listen on the radio. That's cool. At home, in your car, wherever. But also, if you don't have a smartphone, you're not relegated to Siberia in terms of listening to this program anymore. We have a new app, and all you have to do is actually go to TalkStream Live mobile apps. Download. Go to TalkStreamLive.com. Download the TalkStream Live mobile app. Don't have a smartphone? You can use the listen line. Just dial 605-477-3712. You don't need a smartphone, no apps, nothing, no internet, and saves on your data plan if you have unlimited minutes. Most people do now, right? 605-477-3712. Listen anytime, anywhere, around the clock to Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all the rest of the people who are here on this program. No need for a smartphone or to download an app. Call the listen line at 605-477-3712.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples. Make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
44 past the hour here on the Good Day program. We're joined now by Dale Barnett, who is the leader of the nation's largest veterans organization, the American Legion. He's been a critic of the VA. He's been a champion of the VA. He is a West Point graduate, retired Army officer, veteran of Desert Storm. So let's get to the nitty-gritty here. I want to call you Mr. Barnett. What was your rank when you were in the...
I was a lieutenant colonel, but you can call me Dale.
All right, I'll call you Dale. I'm going to call you Colonel Barnett as well. You deserve that.
Okay.
The American Legion has helped over the years to put together, basically, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA. And so there's so much scandals, so many problems with the VA. We need it, but how does it get fixed? And also, I think, Colonel Barnett, it's under the circumstances, it seems the service is really good some places and really bad other places. Why is that?
Well, I think you're so correct that it's a big organization, and many of the experiences of our veterans is very, very positive. However, we can find those horror stories abound throughout the country. Now, what we're trying to do is we're trying to look strategically at across the board, and we do this by going in with our visits in various VAs, and I probably go to one or two VA facilities a week. Over the last 8 months, tomorrow I'll be meeting with the VA secretary in Washington, D.C. to discuss issues of how we can improve the veteran experience. There's problems. We could talk problems. Certainly the CHOICE program has not worked as seamlessly as we would have expected. Certainly there's problems with the appeals process. But we need to work through those problems because our veterans have unique health care needs, and I think that the VA uniquely meets those. But sometimes the experience of some of our veterans is not a positive one, and we need to find the root causes of those and work with the VA on behalf of our veterans.
All right, so we all know that even after all this attention from the news media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there still are a lot of people who are languishing, people who are dying every year. Who's going to listen to you? You have all of the right information, but really and truly, Colonel Barnett, who's listening to you?
Well, obviously, if I've been invited to come to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to work with the secretary and his staff and a blue ribbon panel of experts who are looking at reforming the VA system. And I think we've made some strides. I think the VA today is a better VA than it was 5 years ago. And I think part of the reasons, one of the tools that I have found very helpful for me is a strategic analytical tool that the secretary has implemented that looks at critical areas. So when I go into a hospital, I'm able to quickly look at that report. I'm able to laser beam into areas that have low ratings. It's kind of like a report card. And as a retired educator, I like to make sure that we hold people accountable for their actions. So it allows me. And then if I find out if there's any case where the information is not correct and accurate, I guarantee you I'll be the greatest critic of the VA if I find that.
Well, criticism is one thing. Getting action is another. There have been lots of meetings. I just hope that you're going to do better here with them listening to you and some others than they have done, because it's obvious there still are a lot of problems, scandals galore. And so a lot of veterans, as I think you suggested, they don't have any trust in this, but they need and that's the other thing, and we only have about a minute left here. One of the things that bothers me more than anything else are the number of people, men and women in the service, who get dishonorably discharged because they're complaining about the service that they get, or they're complaining about their problems, and instead of fixing them, they get thrown out.
Well, I guarantee you the American Legion will strongly advocate on the part of the veteran. And that's the thing. Our government puts our service members in harm's way, and we need to do everything we can as a nation to protect them. And we will stand up for the rights of veterans, and we will advocate on their behalf to ensure that we take good care of them.
Colonel Dale Barnett, who is the head of the American Legion. Check out legion.org for more information.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Van Halen doing Respect the Wind, which came from the movie Twister, number one movie during this week in 1996. So it was a Pullman or Paxton. I can never remember. It was in this. It was Pullman.
No one remembers the two.
No, Bill Paxton.
It was Paxton. Okay, it was Paxton. Pullman's in Independence Day.
That's right.
All right, so Paxton and Pullman. Anyway, so this movie, really, I remember going to see it. And I thought there was all kinds of entertainment value to it.
Yeah, blew me away.
It was a Hunt. Helen Hunt was in it, right?
Helen Hunt, right.
So, but you think about it, this is 20 years old, this movie. Wow. That's sobering in and of itself.
You know who also was in that film in a supporting role? Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Really?
He played one of the crew members of the tornado team.
So his career was just getting started about that time.
In some ways, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's good to remember. See, you got a great... What a wonderful memory you have, Chucker.
Thank you.
We have greatness all around us here on Good Day. Chucker is going to have movie news for us in a moment. Stand by.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. It's now 56 after the hour. He's got some movie news for us. And I told him if he didn't straighten up and smart... Wait a minute. Smarten up and straighten out? Is that it? What's the correct expression? Smarten up and fly right? Anyway, if he didn't mind his P's and Q's, he was going to be out of here. So let's hear how well he does.
It's an interesting piece of news, Doug. Sony has hired James Bowden, the director of Alice Looking Through the Looking Glass, to direct its 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover film. Now, so far, I believe Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill have committed. No word on Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. At the very least, they're going to at least take the 21 Jump Street world and put them into the Men in Black universe. A lot of people on the internet hate this idea.
I think it's
terrible.
It sounds like when they first talked about it like 6 months ago, a lot of people thought it was a joke, but evidently it is not a joke. They're going to do it. I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, in a weird way, it could be pretty funny, but also could be a complete misfire. We'll see how it turns out. The other news, industry and box office analysts predict that Captain America Civil War most likely will be the summer's top-grossing live-action film, given an estimate around $450 million domestically, and they predict that Disney's Finding Dory will be the top animated film and possibly the top-grossing film of the summer. I think that's pretty accurate. I was looking over the slate of summer films, Independence Day 2, the reboot of Ghostbusters, and Suicide Squad. I don't see any real breakout hit other than Captain America Civil War that will make more than $400 million domestically, except Finding Dory.
I got a trivia question for you.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
There was one person who was in both Fast and Furious 7 and The Expendables 3. Who was it? Female.
Yeah, it was your favorite, right? What's her name? Carla Faruso.
No, it wasn't Carano, Gina, right? But it's her successor, Ronda Rousey. I'm clicking around the channels, and The Expendables 3 is on, and Furious 7, and I'm watching.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.